Forward march requires boldness. Boldness is the finishing touch of faith. When you have faith in God, you need boldness to execute what is going on in your spirit. Speak to this individual to be born again. There should be boldness. And get out from that lethargic spirit where we are sitting down. There should be boldness. Help this person in his troubles. There should be boldness. Do this or do that. Join the chariot. Preach the gospel. There should be boldness. Forward march. Lead that person to Christ. You come back rejoicing. And you feel very happy that you have done that. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Don't put yourself among the group to say, oh, well, time is past. I've done that enough. It's for the young people. No. You are young in the sight of God. God is ageless. You're only a few years old. Forward march. Forward march. That is instruction. Stop crying. Rise up. March forward. Whether the instruction comes through scripture or divine revelation, forward march. Whether the instruction comes through inside information, forward march. As you're praying for people, be sensitive. Know when to lay hand and then get them healed. Forward march in every side. God is not a monument. God is a movement. He doesn't settle down in one particular stuff and just marking time. He moves. Something has to be moving. That will get me excited. Anytime I wake up and there is no move of God in my spirit, I feel like I'm dead. I'm no more alive. You must have to be alive, moving all the time. Forward march. Then what happened next in the verse 21 to 23 of that scripture? Moses obeyed God. Yes.
Meanwhile, Moses stretched his rod over the sea.
He did not disobey God. He stretched his rod over the sea according to the instruction of God. The Lord entered into business. When you obey, God does his part. God does his part when you obey. Obey him right now, you will see God show up. He will do his part. The Lord opened the sea. I believe Moses did not imagine that. He did not think about that. He only was obeying God. He did not know what was going to be the result. The sea opened. Forward march. The sea will open. Whatever you're looking for will open up. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
And the Lord opened up a path through the sea.
With walls of waters on each side. A strong east wind, I don't know where it came from, but God, you know, responsibility was to do his part. Blew up the whole place. Yes.
Drying the sea bottom.
Though that the people of Israel walked through the sea
on dry ground.
Only belief. All things are possible. Thank God for the story of our personal salvations. But right now, as we read the word of God, let us put it into action. Every time giving the church a divine assignment, God will not fail you. A divine assignment all the time must be in the presence of the people. Visions in the presence of the people, and God show a pathway. And God is right there to walk with you. Why I'm saying this is that there are many exploits God has to use us to do. I read the scriptures all the time It is full of exploit, things that God did by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, 32 to 34 says,
"And what shall I more say?
The time will fail me
to tell of Gideon,
and of Barak,
and of
Samson,
and
of Jephthah,
of David also,
and Samuel,
and of the prophets,
who through faith subdued kingdoms. Forward march, they subdued the kingdom.
Wrought righteousness.
Obtained promises.
Stop the mouth of lion.
Quench the violence of fire.
Escape the edge of the sword.
Out of weakness they were made strong.
Waxed violent in fight.
Turned to flight the enemies of the alien. Forward march.
As long as you are breathing in and out,
that is something for you to do.
Something for you to conquer.
A revolution for you to carry out.
God speaks to us on daily basis in different dimensions.
Miracles continue to happen on daily basis.
What I do right now is calling forth visions and grace in the life of young one, in the life of people who are around me.
God can use you to do it.
And I come back behind you. And I'll do that which that smoker did in my life.
Emma, you can do it.
Call for vision sharing.
Share your vision. Share what is in your heart.
Little did I know that doctors would drop their certificates on my feet.
Little did I know
that lawyers, engineers, whosoever they were coming around,
Emma, what can I do?
What can I do?
What can I do to achieve this vision?
What can I do to make impossibility possible?
Our life is created to do something for God that will last forever.
Yes. No matter how small, no matter how big,
it may not be like me.
You have your way.
What can I do here in this church right now?
How can I get involved?
It is not just a ministry of the leadership.
I know the leadership is to share the vision.
And then in your own way, God speaks to you
what you are going to do to play a part.
Not just relaxing. Everybody is, you know, boiling in the spirit to get something done.
And then you become very happy.
So joyful
that the Lord can use you to do the great and mighty things extraordinarily.
Forward march.
Look at Esther. The uncle, you know, spoke into her life.
Will you be here? All of us perish.
What if you don't help us right now, salvation will come from some other place, and you will not be a part of the testimony.
And then she said, "Fast and pray for me."
Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer.
Return Mordecai this answer.
Go!
Gather together all the Jews
that are present in Shushan
and fast for me.
And did not eat
for three days.
Night or day.
I also and my maiden
will fast likewise.
And so will I go.
It is a sacrifice.
So will I go.
It's not convenient.
It's not convenient.
God is not asking you to do something that is easy.
So will I go.
Unto the king.
Which is not according to the law.
And if I perish, I perish.
So Mordecai went his way.
And did according to all that Esther commanded him.
And Esther went in and she got the answer by taking her life in her hands. All my life in Nigeria, I have not seen this thing easy. A time came, kidnappers everywhere. Nobody ever like me can move freely on the road. But I was there. It was a risk. But God has not failed me. He has shown me his grace. As long as I'm doing it in his name, it's not for personal aggrandizement. It's not for empty pride. It is right in the vision. God will honor his name. Forward march. What did he speak in the church today? He said, forward march. Shall we pray? Forward march. Quit praying. Pray you have prayed. Read the word of God. Seek the face of God. What is the Lord saying in your spirit? I was told in the Mount Joy Living Word, the still small voice of God. Don't neglect it. Don't joke about it. When you hear the still small voice, obey. Obey. Even concerning your health, obey the still small voice. You will not die. You will live to give God glory. Forward march. Don't say, well, others tried, they did not get it. It's not your business. It's a personal encounter with your God. Shall we pray right now? Let us be in the mood of prayer. Every one of us. Let us get into the spirit. Bow your head, close your eyes. Show reverence unto the Lord. Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. Give me a command about things I have been praying for all this while. About my family, about my children, about my business, about the church, about the work of God in my life. Oh God, our Father, I don't want anyone to delay. I want to fulfill everything you have called me. Forward march. Forward march. He that observes the weather, he will not go to the farm. He will not sow. God wants us to promptly obey him right now. You can see faith right in it. Don't doubt. Don't worry whether he is going to be with you or not. He is with you. His grace is with you. His anointing is with you. Take this step. You will see the miracle tomorrow or immediately. God will do something in your life right now. As you make up your mind. As you make up your mind, something supernatural, miraculous will happen. Is it that health? The word of God says, I am the Lord that healed thee. By my stripes you are healed. You don't need to doubt. You don't need to doubt. Just believe God. Forward march. Forward march. There is little kick on our boat to move on. Move. I have given to you the victory. You have overcome. You have the answer. You have the healing. You have the miracle. Oh Lord, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has anointed me to liberate and set free. Oh God, he has anointed me. That thing which you think has come to live with you, and it may be the source for which you may die, condemn it now by the Spirit, and it will die. All manner of sicknesses, and in their names, sugar diabetes, name you, high blood pressure, whatever sickness it is. Some of us believe the doctors more than we believe God. Some of us believe the doctors more than we believe God. You put God under. You put the doctors up. Doctors are working for God. They can say what they say, but God is ultimate. Change your faith and put it upon God. This morning, the house of God is a house of healing. It's a house of miracle. It's a house of signs and wonders. With God, all things are possible. Put your faith upon God, not your experience. Put your faith upon the living God. The Lord will heal you. This scripture is alive. It is not dead. It is true. By my stripes, you are healed. By my stripes, you are healed. Who is speaking? God is speaking. By his stripes, you are healed. Those with too much brain and understanding miss it. Be like a child and you receive the miracle right away without waste of time. Oh Lord Jesus, oh God, oh Lord our Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Lord, that you can do what you say you can do. Thank you, Jesus. All authority and power have been given to you, and you have handed it over to us. In your name, oh God, miracles will come through. Needs will be met. Sicknesses will be healed. Father, in the name of Jesus, as my people believe it right now in their hearts, let it happen according to their faith, according to your belief. The Lord speaks to Moses. Quick praying. Start moving out. Use your rod. Strike it. And then the miracle took place. Simple statement. Don't look foolish, but accomplish a thing. Because we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. God cannot lie. Take your hands right now. Lay upon your body, on your forehead, upon your heart as we pray. Pray. Believe God for a miracle. Believe God like a child. Believe God that he healed the sick. Believe God. Oh Lord Jesus, Son of God. Don't say until I lay hand on you that the miracle will not happen. Miracle is happening right now through your own hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. Thank you that you hear me, oh God. And even now, Father, thank you, Jesus, that you mean what you say to us. You're not a liar. Right now, I pray, oh God, that the need of your children may be met. That healing, oh God, our Father, will take place in these places right now. I command the devil to lose his grips in this body. In the name of Jesus Christ, take over the mind, oh God, the spirit, the heart, and get this body healed. Let there be testimony to your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, those situations in the family concerning, oh Lord, what we are bothered about, we have prayed for quite a long time, and then we have just left it, and we are waiting for the day you will answer. Today is the day of answer to that situation of our children, to that situation of our condition of our home, our bodies, to that thing that has bothered and worried us for a long time. Father, it's a time for you to move in this body right now, in this situation right now. It's a time, Lord Jesus, oh Holy Ghost, it's a time. Oh, Holy Spirit, your people believe. There are many believers here right now. It is happening right now. The miracle is taking place, oh God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we believe you. You are doing something supernatural. You are doing something we don't see. You are doing a miracle concerning this burden. Thank you, Lord, that the devil is destroyed over this issue. In the name of Jesus. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus. Shout it, in the name of Jesus. Shout it, in the name of Jesus. I raise my hand. I thank you, Lord. Jesus, I thank you. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, our Father, testimonies abound. Your glory has taken place. Take the honor. Oh, Lord, I am forward moving. I am going forward. And you are opening the doors. You are doing every miracle. I do what you ask me to do. And Lord, you do what you say you will do. You can never change. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I think we need to respond to this message. And not just sit there. You know? To show our commitment to move forward. Come up here and move forward. And we're just making a commitment we're going to do. Come. Steps. You're just making a commitment to move forward.
Steps of faith.
Sometimes just a simple step is showing God that we're serious. Amen? Come. Come on up. Come close. Come close. Over in the side. Come in the middle. Come on. Come on. All together. We're making an individual commitment to move forward. In wherever you are, whatever God has you doing. But also this congregation. If you're part of this congregation, we're making a commitment to move forward in the vision that God has given to us. Amen? Amen. Sometimes just a simple little action of response makes a big difference in our lives. Doesn't have to be anything dramatic. You just respond to the message and say, Lord, I hear you. Forward march. I like that.
Hallelujah.
Forward march.
Go into all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ema, I want you to pray over us in that regard.
Let's pray. Father, this is your church. Thank God, O Lord, we sat at the feet of a man of God that gave us teachings upon teachings. And half of those teachings we have not done. Thank God, O Lord, our Father, for Brother Dan teaching us all these weeks and months. Father, many things we hear, we live, no action applied, and we don't get result. We repent. And we ask, O God, our Father, that everything we hear, even this morning, as your children go to act on them, let there be miracles. Let them receive, O God, result that will make them happy. Let them receive result that make them worship you and say, Thou art God, indeed. Father, because every instruction from the scripture, Lord, they obeyed, go and get a bath in Jordan. Go do this. Go heal. Go touch. Go help the church. Go walk on in the church. Don't wait to be told. Go offer your hands at work. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your glory fall here.
Yes.
Let your anointing fall. Let your power take over every individual on this altar today. We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to obey, go forward, march in every direction.
Hallelujah.
That we don't waste any more time. Oh God, whatever is on the road shall be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we think it's hard. Move forward. Sometimes we think it's hard. But it's so simple. It's just following the promptings. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it. Mm-hmm. Following the promptings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Every time there's a prompting, just follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And do what God wants you to do. Sometimes we think, well, the prompting is not clear. Well, just spend time with the Lord and He'll make it clear to you. But it's the little things. It doesn't have to be a big, big thing. Just a little thing. Obey a little thing. And when you obey the little thing, you're moving forward. And it leads to much bigger things.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Wonderful message. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. So before we go, just hold steady a little bit. Just before we go, there's an offering box on the table in the lobby that is marked Emu Okori. And God prompts you. Yeah. Maybe he'll prompt you to put in $10,000. Maybe he'll prompt you to put in a dollar. Whatever. Whatever the prompting is, do it. Now, the Bible does say we should give to those who minister to us. We don't need much of a prompting for that. Amen? But maybe for the amount, I don't know. So anyway, there's an offering box in the back. And we are going to have a meal here. You're all welcome to stay for a time of fellowship and a meal. But to the people here at Abundant Life, after the fellowship is over, we would appreciate anyone who could help clean up, close up the kitchen, and I guess we need to stack the chairs, or no? We don't need to do that because there's no school. But just to help clean up, you'll see Brad back there, and he can direct us in how we can help. Also, read your bulletin, the different announcements there. We would love to have the leaders, those who are involved here in the church, and those who want to be involved. We're having a breakfast on the 26th, 9 o'clock breakfast here on the 26th, where we just want to share some things with those. And if you want to be involved, you can come. So really, the whole church can come. Amen. If you want to. What else? Yeah, I think it's the 26th on a Saturday morning, right? So I think that's going to be a morning also. We're going to share some vision, and maybe we'll have direction in how we need to move forward.
Yes.
Amen? A march. Move forward in march. Forward march. Forward march. All right, thank you for coming. We appreciate you coming. We appreciate Ema and Chinyari and their son and daughter being with us today. So God bless you. Is the food ready, Brad?
Pray over it.
Oh, we should pray over it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for your bountiful supply to us. And we thank you, Lord, that for those who prepared it, we pray for your blessings over them. And Lord, we thank you that this food is health and strength to our bodies. And Lord, I believe your Holy Spirit will be in our midst as we fellowship. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Say
if I could have your attention just for a little bit, because I forgot something. Just hang on. I wanted to introduce Donna Ryan. And she's Barry Ryan's wife. I don't know how many of you remember Barry Ryan. Ema had mentioned him a few times. There again, Barry Ryan goes way back, just a fiery preacher, and we miss him. But welcome, thank you for being here today. Donna Ryan.